Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are cracking open Chapter 9 of Dungeons & Drams, Closing Time. And look, Sess, we knew running a tavern in Waterdeep was going to be tough, but I didn't realize the health code violations would include severed heads.
Right? I mean, 27 Illinked, 1492 Dale Reckoning is a date that's going to live in infamy for Doug. This wasn't just a bar fight. This was an assassination attempt. Erstal Floxen was not messing around.
He really wasn't, and I want to start downstairs because the combat dynamics shifted so fast. Doug is cornered, Erstal is there with blades, lightning is crackling, and Doug does the only rational thing.
He defenestrates himself. The tactical self yeet through the kitchen window. Honestly, brilliance. If you were a squishy caster being hunted by a guy with a sword, you exit the building.
100%. But my favorite part of the downstairs fracas was Liff. We usually see Liff as this poltergeist busboy, cleaning mugs and brooding, but here, spectral arms exploding into tentacles to choke out a thug? That is brand loyalty.
Liff earning that Employee of the Month black. But while Doug is running laps around the building, the situation upstairs was arguably even more interesting. Not because of the combat, but because of the drama.
Oh, the drama, the backstory, deep dive. Delnis, Gabbage, and Tookie are fighting Kanku, standard stuff, and then Tookie freezes. Because standing there is Schemo Weird Bottle.
The nemesis from alchemy school. I absolutely love this trope. It's so specific. It's not just an enemy. It's a professional rival who is now also an evil gnome working for the Zentarim.
It puts such a personal spin on that. They aren't just trading spell attacks. They are trading insults. It feels very academic tenure track gone wrong. And Schemo isn't a pushover. He escapes in a puff of smoke and literally flies away.
Which leads to maybe the coldest move of the chapter. Tookie sends a magical paper bird after him with a note, "I'm coming for you." That is some cinematic vengeance right there.
Chills. But we have to circle back to the finale downstairs. The team regroups, Gabbage and Delnis use the shadows, Doug comes back in the front door like, "Surprise, I lived," and they just obliterate Erstal.
Blast his head clean off. It's brutal, but it closes the immediate threat. However, we need to talk about the aftermath, because standard looting happened, gold, poison, leather armor, and then there were the boots.
I love the boots of parkour. Only in this campaign do you find a magic item that gives you enhanced speed and jumping, but magically compels you to shout parkour every time you use them.
I can already picture the failed stealth checks. You're trying to sneak over a wall and just parkour at the top of your lungs. It's a tactical nightmare, but a roleplay goldmine.
It's fantastic. They also found a wrist blade, crucial note, remove before doing fast hands, and a coupon for the Whispering Stranger, which feels like a trap.
Everything feels like a trap. But let's get to the serious lore drop. They found orders on Erstal signed by M.
And a ring with the letters KT. So the orders are to assassinate a gnome named Delacar and retrieve the stone. This is the pivot point of the campaign, says. We're moving from defend the bar to find the MacGuffin.
Exactly. The stone is obviously the key to everything. And M? KT? This smells like high-level politics and organized crime colliding. The tavern isn't just a business anymore. It's the epicenter of a conspiracy.
And with Schemo out there in the wind, Tookie has a personal stake in chasing this down. It's going to get messy. They have the gold, they have the boots, but I don't think they have any idea what they've stepped into.
Well, as long as they shout parkour while stepping into it, I think they'll be fine. Can't wait to see what happens in Chapter 10.